Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every American who lived through the 1960s knows of the rebellion that caused so many heartaches, broken lives, disrupted businesses, interrupted dreams, and other tragic consequences. Millions of America's young people and adolescent adults burned college and university buildings, prevented classes from being conducted on college campuses, engaged in the sleaziest sexual practices imaginable, and destroyed hundreds of millions of dollars of private property. Some of them claimed to have a philosophical basis for their rebellion, and a few of them may have had, but most of them were simply rebels without a cause. We have not yet overcome the damage these young and not-so-young rebels have done to our nation. If you want a scholarly confirmation of what I have just said to you, read Oz Guinness's book, The Dust of Death. The 8th century B.C. prophet Isaiah had to confront the sin of rebellion among God's people. He told the Israelites, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." Isaiah 1:2. It needs to be emphasized in passing that the words of Isaiah, of Jeremiah, and of the other true prophets were the very words of God Almighty. The prophets claimed to speak for God. Either they did or they did not. History has shown that the prophets truly were God's spokesmen. What they predicted has come to pass, which proves they were speaking for God. God told the Jewish nation that He had nourished and brought up children. Another 8th century prophet, Hosea, used similar language in telling the Israelites what God had done for them. "When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by the arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. I was to them as they who take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them." Hosea 11, 1, 3, and 4. In view of the tender, loving care God bestowed on His people, how could they have rebelled against Him? Rebellion is certainly one of the major themes of the Old Testament. Many of the Old Testament writers spoke out strongly against the rebellion of the Israelite people. God commissioned the prophet Ezekiel, "Son of man, I send you to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me even unto this day." Ezekiel 2:3. Later in the book of Ezekiel, God said, "But they have rebelled against me, and would not listen unto me. They did not every man cast away the abomination of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt." Ezekiel 20, verse 8. If you want to know how serious the sin of rebellion is, you can learn by reading the story of King Saul, Israel's first king. God commanded Saul and his Israelite army to go down to Amalek and utterly destroy all the Amalekites. God gave the army of Israel a great victory, but Saul did not comply fully with God's command. He allowed the people to persuade him to keep the best sheep and cattle to sacrifice to God and to bring the Amalekite king Agag back to Israel. The prophet Samuel asked King Saul, "If God takes as great pleasure in sacrifices as He does in obedience," then he said to Saul, "For to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.